The Health Information and Quality Authority, HICWA, says it referred three safeguarding concerns at Centres for People with Disabilities to the HSE last year, with one case sent on to Gardaí. In a report on disability services today, HICWA says improvements are needed in governance and management arrangements in one in five of these centres inspected. Overall, the report found the majority of the centres examined last year provided a good quality of care and support. We've been talking to HICWA's Deputy Chief Inspector of Social Services, Finbar Colfer, about the report.
Well, we carried out 1,220 inspections last year, and our report contains the findings. But I suppose that the two principal findings were, one, that one in five centres needed to improve their governance. So what that means is that during the pandemic, managers stopped going in to centres to verify the quality of service that was being provided to people with disabilities. And we know from our previous inspections that where you have weak governance arrangements, it does result in a poorer quality of life for people and increased risk for people with disabilities. So that's one aspect where we were asking providers to strengthen and re-establish governance arrangements. The other critical finding is that there continues to be a significant number of people living in large institutionalized settings. This year, at the end of 2021, there were 2,419 people living in those settings. And we know that there's a greater risk to people's quality of life and to their safety in those large institutions.
And I'll come back to that in a moment. But on this question of governance, are these concerns equally on HSE-run centres and also those which are the majority, which are provided by contracted service providers, privately run?
Yeah, so about 10% of the residential places are in HSE directly provided services. But overall, it's one in five centres had a problem with governance. So it's not just HSE, it's across all providers.
And what are we talking about here? Is it record keeping? Is it training of staff? What are the problems?
Well, parts of it, those are part aspects of it. But I suppose critically, what governance is about somebody within the organisation who's not involved in the centre going in, looking to see is it being run properly, are people's rights being upheld, are people safe in that centre. During the pandemic, for understandable reasons, that stopped because, you know, as a public health measure to control the spread of infection. However, what then happened and what we found in our inspections was that there were increased issues in areas such as protecting people from risk of abuse, in areas such as the physical environment that people are living in, and in staffing arrangements in centres. And these weren't being picked up by providers quickly, which meant that the quality of support for people was deteriorating in some of those centres.
And on this question of safeguarding, the report does confirm, I think I'm correct in saying that there were three safeguarding concerns identified, is that right, by HICWA, and they were referred to the HSE's National Safeguarding Office last year.
Unfortunately, Brian, safeguarding or abuse issues can arise in any centre. We take it very, very seriously. On our inspections, we look at what arrangements are put in place to respond quickly. Where providers haven't responded adequately, or where they haven't made their own referrals, we will make referrals on to the National Safeguarding Office or, if necessary, to An Gáirde Síochána as well. And we did that to the National Safeguarding Office on a number of occasions last year.
And in one case, there was a referral to the Gardaí in Tuzla because of the nature of the concerns.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. On this question of congregated settings, you take the view that those living in smaller community-based residential arrangements, which is government policy, are having a better quality of life, better, more likely to experience better personal outcomes. What at this point defines a congregated setting? And is enough progress being made on moving people out of those into community settings?
So a congregated setting was set out by the HSE in their policy document, a time to move on from congregated settings. And that says that where you have a centre where there's 10 or more people living, that constitutes a congregated setting. That policy also recommended that the state moves towards providing housing for people in no more in groups of no more than four. So when we're looking at a congregated setting, we look at how many places have 10 or more people either on the campus or in the house. And we have found, and we've looked at this over the last two reports as well as this report, and we have found that people in congregated settings are at higher risk from safeguarding issues, from poorer quality of life.
Finbar Colfer of HICWA.